In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with you once again for today's rummage into the archives of the Bugle podcast. In April 2012, we were celebrating a true achiever. It was exactly 100 years since Scott of the Antarctic went down in history as a total legend in the silver medal winning community. Here I am discussing it with John Oliver.
Top story this week, living in Antarctica. Oh, yeah. All right. It's very icy, baby. It's pretty cold, all right. She was an Antarctican girl. Antarctica. Yeah. Here to house some motherfucking seals, yeah.
Andy.
Wow, what an audition. What an audition.
The South Pole, Andy, as we all know, is one of the world's top two poles. Has been for years. We operate very much a two-pole system in this world, and it seems incredible that throughout human history a third pole has not emerged to challenge the dominance of the top two. We even have buglers listening from Antarctica, as we found out in an email a while ago. We have a bugler listening in a research station down there, presumably using the bugle to test what effect sub-zero temperatures have on extreme audio bullshit. But the South Pole is not something that you think about a lot, but we'd all miss it if it was gone, or if you even skim-read environmental reports, we will all miss it when it's gone. And it's easy to ignore the South Pole until bits of it are floating towards the ship that you're on, so let's give it a bit of attention this week. It was 100 years ago that Captain Scott, the explorer, adventurer, and greatest man ever to have the middle name Falcon. That's a hell of a middle name, Andy.
That
if
is.
Your middle name is Falcon, you better find a way of earning that name.
Yeah.
You had better get your ass to the South Pole or up a mountain once in a while, or it should be forcibly confiscated.
So you rate Robert Falcon Scott's above Elvis Falcon Presley?
I do.
Controversial.
I do. Go up a mountain, Elvis. Go up a mountain. Earn the name. Scott, of course, famously reached the South Pole, only to find out that Amundsen had beaten him to it. Amundsen, as Andy himself once described it to me, was a, and I quote, cheeky Norwegian c***. Now, I don't think an English person had been so angry at a Norwegian since the Vikings turned up drunk and went on a pillaging bender.
Yeah, it's 100 years, as you said, since the death of arguably the most famous silver medalist of all time, Captain Scott, the polar explorer extraordinaire, sadly not quite extraordinaire enough, He popped his extremely cold clogs in late March 1912. Clogs, pretty bad footwear for a polar expedition, I reckon. After he and his team were pipped by Amundsen to the annoyingly chilly post. Amundsen, the Scandinavian shithead, as the British media called him at the time, or Freddy Frosty Balls, the Financial Times went with. But the story is that after spending months trekking across the barren polar landscape, Scott and his team finally realised that they'd been beaten when they saw a sign in Norwegian saying, "South Pole that way, losers," and then arrived at the pole to see the marks in the snow where Amundsen had slid over to the pole on his knees in celebration before ripping off his whaleskin T-shirt as the rest of his party jumped on him in a massive bundle, and then found a solitary Viking's helmet in the snow and the name of the ancient Viking king Canute misspelt in big letters. But some exciting new developments in the Scott story, John. I've recently unearthed some audio of the press conference Captain Scott gave the day after reaching the South Pole early
Have they really?
In 1912. And luckily we've managed to get exclusive access to that.
Have
here,
we?
Here on the View.
That
we have,
seems
John.
An incredible scoop, Andy.
Well, yeah, I guess other media outlets were distracted by the phone hacking scandal and didn't bid for, and we put all the Bugle millions into it, so... Oh, I think it was worth it. It's very interesting stuff. That's Chris, can you play it in now?
Yeah, well, obviously, it's disappointing to arrive at the South Pole after all the years of planning and months trekking across an obviously inhospitable continent to find that the boy Amundsen had got there first. But fair play to the big Norwegian. He's done a terrific bit of exploration there, the lads. Cracking effort, and he's come out on top. Well, on bottom, I suppose. Fair play to Roldy. He was the better polar explorer on the day. But I think we've got a lot of positives to take away from this one. Captain Scott, Julius Herdstash, Times of London. Do you have a message for the British Antarctica fans? You must be very disappointed at your defeat.
Well, I don't really see it as a defeat, Julius.
Well, you didn't win, and now the fans want to know why.
Well, I think we can take a lot of positives away.
Stop crapping on about positives. The fans don't want positives, Captain Scott. They wanted you to come back with a Frobisher's Thermal Jockstraps Golden Penguin Trophy to parade around London on an open-top horse. You've let them down.
Well, Julian, we gave it 110% out there. We've left it out all there on the ice shelf. And at the end of the day, that's all I can ask of the boys.
Pranton Jalhoun, Tunbridge Wells Courier. Captain Scott, what is wrong with the British system for producing polar explorers?
Well, I think we're oversimplifying things. We've got some terrific young explorers coming through, and if any more poles are discovered, I'm sure Team GB will be right in there in the thick of the exploring.
Captain Scott, will you resign?
Captain Scott, Mickey Strong, Daily Star. What do you think of film star Mary Pickford? Captain Scott, what about Mary Pickford's shin-length skirt that she was seen wearing on a beach last week? Captain Scott! Captain Scott, you got anything to say about the rumours linking you with the Arsenal job?
That's all. I don't want to take any more questions. I'd just like to thank our sponsors, Waphorn's Organic Low-Fat Crispy Penguin Beaks, Durex Whale Gut Condoms for reduced sensitivity, and Jack's Homemade Mahogany Sledges. No further comments. Thank you. Thank you.
Andy, what? I think you just brought down Chris's house price. To commemorate this anniversary, people have been revealing details of Scott's final expedition, even some of what was on the menu. Now, when they were at base camp, it was actually a pretty lavish menu. On special occasions, meals ran to several courses. Salted almonds, turtle soup, roast beef, stewed penguin, crystallised ginger and champagne all featured on such menus. Now, if you're anything like me, you only heard two words from that list. And those words... were stewed penguin. I love penguins, Andy. Yeah. They're nature's clowns. And it'll be a cold day in hell before I ever eat one of them, cold or otherwise. Penguins are too funny to eat.
Thank you for listening. More classic clips tomorrow. Now do go and listen to the latest issue of The Bugle in your pod feed right now.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.